Okay.
So we just mentioned from the second group. It's a week from this Wednesday, first as well.
Okay. Today, I think it's mentioned that on the list that we're talking about Shabbos and children. Shabbos and children. In other words, what is the halakhic status of children on Shabbos? Meaning, if you have a child who's playing with a toy, which is electric, do you have to take it away from him? What if you forgot to shut off a light in the room? And could you ask your five-year-old to shut it? Or could you pick him up and, you know, and hopefully he'll see a switch and he'll put his hand there?
Of course.
Or not?
Kosher.
Okay, that's the... Okay. So, we have a pasuk in Chumash that you all know because it's part of the psukim that we say by Kiddush on Shabbos day. Mos asa melacha, what? Ata ubimcha.
What is my nephew?
Ata ubimcha. Ubitecha. Okay. So what's the obvious question? What's the obvious question? Understand. When the Torah says something, don't eat chametz on Pesach, right? Does the Torah say don't eat chametz, you and your son? No. The Torah says don't eat chametz. It's addressing every Jew. So, if the Torah says don't do malacha on Shabbos, so it's addressing me, it's addressing my wife, it's addressing my son, it's addressing everybody. So, just like by chametz, the Torah says don't eat chametz, it doesn't say atol bimcha. So, why by Shabbos does it say Moshe said malacha atol bimcha? Question. You hear the question?
Yeah.
When the Torah says, don't eat treif, it doesn't say, don't eat treif atol bincha. So what's the atol bincha? No.
Your underage children.
What? Tell me.
Why?
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
It's your underage children.
Underage children. So you mean to tell me that the Torah asks us Tanim to do malacha on Shabbos?
For you.
For you.
Ooh.
Are you, what's your name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
First.
Bro. Okay, so Jesse says, and who are you machaber to? To Rambam. The Rambam.
Jesse
Rambam
Bernstein.
Rambam says that this pasuk is referring to Ketanim, below the age of Bar Mitzvah. And thank you. And the Chiddush is L'Tzorcheinu V'Dateinu. Meaning, I can't have my child do malacha for me for my tzorach. So, if my child is old enough and he's smart, so and he sees that I want to read, I want to learn, and the room is dark. So if a nice kid, he's going to want to help me. He's going to go and flip the switch. So I can't let him do that. I can't give him any hints to do that. I can't let him do that. And that's my responsibility. to make sure that he shouldn't do malacha for me. So you know what it comes out? An unbelievable thing. That if I let my kid do malacha for me on Shabbos, that's an issa deraisa. See, if a guy does malacha for you on Shabbos, that's only the rabbi. You can't have a guy do malacha for you on Shabbos either, unless there's some, you know, sarachola or something like that, or there's a, or the rabbi shkus the shmus. But here, it's mamish what? It's mamish a daraisa. It's mamish a daraisa to have a guy do malacha for me on Shabbos. So that's the pasuk. Lo sasa malacha. Ato abincha. And the Ramban, and it's the Chilta as well. The Tzarchenu l'datenu. So, if you would, if the light would be off, and you would tell your, say you have an 8-year-old kid, and you tell your 8-year-old, you know, the light's off, and I really want to, I want to do something in this room, I want to learn, or whatever. It's not Shabbos. Could you turn the light switch on for me? So if you do that, so you violate the rights. You're not going to get skila for it, because the light's, it's not, it's, in other words, you didn't do the malacha. You told him to do it, and he did it. And so, but you violate this prohibition of v'los ha'asa malacha ato avitcha. So that's this the rice that the, and even if you don't verbally tell them, but you sort of hint to it, or you know that that's what he's about to do. You know that he sees that he understands the situation, and he wants to help. So you are mechuyev to go ahead and stop him. And if you don't, that's your avera. Because the cotton is cotton, so he's not mechuyev. But this is your issa. Understand? Because the cotton is not mitzuva. He's a cotton. So this is your issa. So go ahead and let him do something for you. The tracheinu l'datenu. What's your name?
Elon. Pastor from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Okay.
My friend who made Aliyah came back for college, and his rabbi said he should only keep one day. So, you know, we're still talking
about. Wait, your friend made Aliyah?
He made Aliyah 4 or 5 years ago.
And now he came back to Elizabeth?
Yeah, because his parents are still here, so he came back for the college.
And you saw him?
I saw him. So, on the second day when it wasn't college for him, he came over, and my mom asked him to, you know, turn on a light or do something. Is that all right?
So, really?
Yes.
Right, well, first of all, you know, there's no discussion of whether he can do malacha for you, and b'chlal, he can do malacha when he's in America. Because malacha, you know, is considered in the foursome, you know, there's a different, you know, it's not so simple that he is allowed to do anything for you either. So I would not have him. I mean, because, I mean, could a guy do malacha for you?
No. Let's say he can eat at the dinner. Is he allowed to turn on the oven? If there's 10 people, he's one of the 10 people. Can he turn on the oven on the second day and you use that fire? Oof. Full benefit from it himself?
Gosh. Well, he's not supposed to really do malacha either.
Even if it's in a house where everyone knows there's no
right,
sign or anything?
Right, it's still, in other words, malacha is not supposed to, if you're in a place where Yontif Sheni is in America, there's a question whether, certainly not in Farhesia, and Betzina is a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and Taz. So it's not so simple.
Dave? Okay.
Isn't like Bain or that kind of Lashon used to refer to a child above 13?
Well, a child above 13, that's Ata. A child above 13 is no different than me. Ata. When the Torah says Ata, it's referring to the whole Jewish community that's above Bar or Bar Mitzvah. So what's the Chiddush of Bincha?
Bincha must be less than 13. Well, less than 13 is not Mechuyim, so that my good friend Jesse said that that's the answer. But if he's doing it for me, then it's my affair. It's my affair to let him do it. Like, I won't get skeel for it, but it's still my affair.
And what do you get?
To some extent,
since
it also says.
Okay,
a
mera
point.
You get an
mera?
Yeah.
You get an
mera.
Yeah, that's not good either.
But he says it's the
right stuff. Right. So you get a lot of X's.
So how do you kapara for that mera?
What?
How do you make a kapara for that kind of mera?
You do chubos.
There's no process, like a korban or something?
No korban. You don't bring a korban for this, but you do chub. You don't. You say you won't do it again.
You start off.
Well,
do you stone the child?
You don't stone the child.
Stoning
logical sense again. Okay, Jesse, what do you say?
Since it also includes your household, your family, why wouldn't something like an automatic timer on lights be household? Is that your house doing it for you?
But he's not a person. He's not my son.
So what's the big deal? Your slave?
Bitcha is your daughter.
Oh, I thought it was a video, sorry.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, Jesse. Okay, I thought Bitcha
was
your daughter.
Yeah. So, why would it have both?
Well, the son, the daughter, we don't discriminate. What about Aftecha? Okay. Now, the question, this is... Now this pasuk is referring to if he does it, and this is the raisa, because the pasuk is a pasuk of chumash. So if he does it, this is the raisa, right? But what if he only does, and this is the rabban? What if he does it, this is the rabban? What would be an example of this is the rabban? So an example of this is the rabban, if he shuts off the lights. If he's turning on the light, that perhaps is an issur d'oraisa. Kibui, we assume, is normally only an issur d'rabban. Why? Because kibui, if you don't, say you have a coal that's burning, and you extinguish it. The chara, that should be an issur, right? But it's only an issur if you're going to use the coal. I want to use it as charcoal to the right. So I extinguish the fire. But say I just want to extinguish the fire to use the light, because I just don't want light in the room, because I want to go to sleep. So if you hold Malach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa as potter, the way many of you show them hold except for the Rambam, then it would be only the Rabbanim to close off the light. So to put on the light, perhaps, is a Nisa Deraisa. But to shut the light, this is the Rabban. So what's the din if you want to go to sleep? I mean, this say you forgot to turn the light, so then you know you didn't set the Shabbos clock correctly and the light went off. So could you get the child to shut the light for you? So this is not included in it. Because this is only the Rabbanim, so it's not a melacha. So, but still, we have a sugi divonos about safinon biyadayim. What does safinon biyadayim mean? Safinon biyadayim means that, say I have a little kid, and he's not kigil chinuch, he's not the age of bar mitzvah, I'm not allowed to feed him something else. I can't feed my little kid treif food, even though he's not matzuvah. But to safinon, and many hold that if you indicate to a kid to do it, even though you didn't technically put it in his mouth, that's called like safinon. So it still is an issue of safinon biyadayim. In fact, one of the kashas that, and where's that learned out from a lot of different psukim? One is the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Says, and more of a marta, l'hazir dolim l'hatan. But if you're, say you're a kohen, and you have a son who's a kohen, so you can't bring him into the room that has a mess, because that's safinon biyadayim. You're feeding him something issur. So feeding doesn't only mean food, but feeding an issur. Now, in fact, the Rishonim asked and the Achronim asked Kasha, when you need a special pasuk losasa melacha tov mitchal, if you indicate and ask him to do it, is it not acting like safinon biyadayim? So one answer that's given by I think Reb Chaim Brisker is that safinon is not an issur Shabbos. But if you do it on Shabbos, it's an issur Shabbos, that's more chomer, because if you have an issur Shabbos, like a rumor will call it tarakul. But nonetheless, it's an issur safinon. Now safinon, the Rambam says, is even a filo issur derabbanan. And the Rashba says, Rak is the rest. So the Rambam Shita is, even a Nisa Darabonin, he can't tell a kid to do for you. Because that's the Issa of Safina Riyadai. You're feeding him an Issa. But according to the Rashba, Rak, he's make a lot out of this the Rabban. So the question is, according to the Rashba, if I left my light on, so again, shutting off the light, we assume is kibui, that's a melacha shein of tzricha l'gufa, so that's only this of the Rabban. So it's not part of Los Asa Kol Melacha. But it still might be a Nisr of Safinu Biyadayim, where the Rambam says, is even by a Nisr Darabon. So what's the din? If I left the light on in my bedroom, can I go ask my kid to turn off the light for me? Can I ask an 8-year-old to turn off the light for me?
No.
So if you hold like the Rambam,
no.
No, if you hold like the Rashba, perhaps yes. So comes Rabbi Akiva Eger and says no. And even according to the Rashba, it would be awesome. Why so? So what's Rabbi Akiva Eger has a famous tshuva about? Could you have your kid on Shabbos carry your talis bag? Say there's no Eger. And in those days, you know, the shuls didn't necessarily provide you. But today, you go to the shul, they provide you with a chumash, they provide you with a siddur, you know, very modern shuls. They provide everything for you. In those days, they didn't necessarily provide for you with a chumash, a siddur, a talis. So you provide it to your home, or your own talis, your own sitzis, your own. Right? So what's it been? of giving your child the talis to carry for you to shul, but there's no eiv. So, if it's Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, right, so then it's part of the system, Mosasem Melocha Tabincha. But if it's only a Carmelis, because it's not such a big area, it's not 600,000 people, whatever it is, so it's only Rishus HaRabim Midrabanim, so then it comes into this discussion of Safinim. So could you do it? So Rabbi Kivayi says no. Even if someone were to say, maybe according to Rashba, which should be okay, because Rashba holds he could be Safina a Drabanim. Rabbi Kivayi says no. Why does he say no? So he says the only time we permit, according to the Rashba, to give him a Drabanim is only for his benefit. That is, say somebody made Bishalakim. Go and cook something. And the kid needs it to eat. So you can feed it to him. Even though it's an Issa Drabon. It's cook, food cooked by a goy. But for to the goggles benefit, then not. Only for the cotton's benefit.
Is the cotton's benefit ever even Issa Deraita? When the cotton's going to be something for his own benefit, why would that be? Anyone who thought that never was necessarily the right character, but
in other words, for if it's a this is the right,
so why is the katan for the katan? He's not.
We didn't get after that. Yeah, we didn't discuss that yet. That would be discussion. What you said, but tzarchenu ledatein. He's doing it for me.
Right, but that's not the case that Rabbi Akiva is.
So Rabbi Akiva is speaking about. Can you have a kid carry the siddur and the talus of his father? So Kivayi says that even according to the Rashba, it would be us. Because even though we're talking about a case of a carmelis, it's only for Rishus HaRabim what? The Rabbanon. But nonetheless, he can only carry if it's for his benefit. So in other words, if you want him to carry the siddur that the kid should die, so then he could carry it in the father to look along, but if he's doing it for himself, then according to the Rashba, it would be okay.
But my question is, even deraita, shouldn't that be okay? Because it's not for the devil's benefit at all. It's the katan for the
katan.
We'll get to that. Yeah, so we'll get to that. Very good. Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get it. So even though we hear it, we probably pass it like the Rambam. But the question is, maybe we can rely on the Rashba b'shas hadcha. So the Kivayi says that's only what? That's only for the benefit of the Kohen. Now who argues on Kivayi? When Kivayi's tshuva was written to who? To the Pharisee Yisrael. If the Pharisee Yisrael said that, the Pharisee Yisrael says if the Eruv, say, breaks on Shabbos, and you need to bring your talis to shul, so you can give it to the Kohen. Even though it's not your benefit, because you rely on the Rashba. And he says that it doesn't have to be for your benefit, for his benefit, even for your benefit. And Rabbi Kivayi wrote that tshuva to the Pharisee Yisrael to argue with him. To argue with the Pharisee Yisrael. Okay? So that's the... Rambam and the Rashba. Okay? So at the end of the day, Rabbi Kivayi says that you can't rely on the Rashba only if it's the cotton's benefit. So now let's get to your thing. You see, there's another sugya. In the Gemara Yevamos, cotton, ochel, nevelos. That is then the tzuvim, the hafrisho, alone. This is a question. If cotton is eating, if cotton's going into McDonald's. Today I see my next door neighbor's kid going into McDonald's. So I'm in the chuyif to go there and pull him out. Or Besdin or other people in the chuyif hafrisho.
We'll give him a straw.
Well, we're not giving anyone malchus today, anyway. So, we assume normally that if, let's say, with the Besdin, they walk by the tunnels and they see nice Jewish boys eating the velas and the tunnels. So, they hold their interest in the tumma for sure. They cannot. They're not included. However, the post can point out that even though En Bezdim Mitzvah L'Afrisho, but if it's your own son that's there, then Mitam Chinuch, you have to go and take him out. En Bezdim Mitzvah L'Afrisho, but Oviv Mitzvah Mishum what? Mishum Chinuch. Oh, so now let's get back to Justin. See, if the kid is doing something for me, that's lo satzem locha tovincha. But if he's doing it just for himself, see, the kid in Shabbos, he goes to his toy, has an electrical toy, and he's just playing with it by himself. So that's not lo satzem locha tovincha. Locha tovincha means when I need the light on in the living room, and I either indicate to him, or I sort of tell him, or indicate to him, or to turn it on for me. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Lachon Tovin. Yeah, he's doing it for himself. So he's doing it for himself. So the din is at best, it's not mechuyev lafrisha. But I am mechuyev lafrisha mitam chinuch. I once asked Rabbi Bani what he thought. What's the age of chinuch for Shabbos? So he told me he thought like 6 years old. My son, well, I should just turn six. So,
is he keeping Shabbos?
So, right, because I have to make sure that he keeps Shabbos.
Is he like aware of him, like trying to like care about it at all?
Yeah.
My nephew's about to turn six, I don't think. I can't see him being aware of Shabbos anytime soon.
Yeah, so.
It was interfere.
Yeah, so. Around this age, he, as you said, he has to keep Shabbos. So, therefore, if he's playing with something that's, you know, a forbidden toy, it's interesting when kids are little, they know one thing. Now, this is my experience. One thing they know about Shabbos, you know, that is muktzah. Basically, in their mind, anything that's usher, they call muktzah. And anything that's not, it's not muktzah. That's their categories of shots. It's either muktzah or not muktzah. And then my daughter, she's three, she has this notion that if it doesn't make noise, then it's not muktzah.
Absolutely correct.
That's true. But she has this, and you know, it doesn't make noise. But it's also interesting how children think. But that's clearly not the case. The muktzah has nothing to do with making noise and not the act. The ultimate looks of the rock doesn't make noise. It's not muktzah. It is muktzah. Rock is muktzah. Even though it doesn't make noise. So making noise is nothing to do. So that's the answer to your question, Jesse. That if he's doing it for me, and it's a deraisa, that's lo sasev locha to bincha. Then I have to stop him, I can't let him do it. If he's doing it for himself, so that's the question of Bezin Betzuvim Lafrisho. And if it's a derabonon, so we have three different categories here. If it's a deraisa, that's also sabaloch. If it's a derabonon, the safinu b'yadam also applies to the deraisa, but it also includes the rabbonims. And that's the focus of the Rambam. With the Rashba, we pass them as a Rambam. But some poskim say b'shas avchak, you can rely on the Rashba. Rabbi Kiva Eger says only if it's for his benefit, not for your benefit. And then if he's doing it just for himself, then you have Bezin is not mitzuyim lafrisho, but the father is mitam king.
And Jerobon?
Yeah. Okay. These are the three things. The lasas amalacha tavitcha, the safina, and the katan ochel levelis. Now, there is another gemara. Okay, you got all these three things. I can erase this. You got it. Now, what's called safina? That's a big discussion. Safina literally means to feed. So, in other words, if I feed you the tray for food, that's safina. But if I also indicate you to eat it, that's also safina. But if I'm not saying it, the Gemara has the following situation. What if, this is the story of the Gemara. Where's the story that there were the keys to the Beis Medrash were lost? Keys to the shul. And they found them on the street. They saw them on the street. But they're such a rabbi, so you can't pick them up on Shabbos. So someone had a brilliant idea. Let the little kids play by the keys. And I'm sure, whenever you have little kids playing with keys, one of the kids is bound to pick it up. And then he'll hopefully come, put it in his pocket, come home with it, and it will be safe. So the Gemara seems to imply that that's okay. Why? Is it losasa? Because he doesn't know. You see, this father had a brilliant thought. But the kid has no clue that that's what the God wants him to do, to pick up the keys. He just thinks he's playing it. He doesn't know that the father, he's not so sophisticated that to see that it was all orchestrated by the God who had him play over there. So it's not safinan, right? And it's not what? And it's not losasa melacha tavitcha either, because it's not the tzorcheinu ledateinu. Right? So, So the Rashba says here, you see that this type of case is not considered losasa melacha, not considered safin. So let me tell you the famous Shaila that it's in the Chasam Sofer and then the Igros Moshe. The question is like this, that you have a child who unfortunately needs to be institutionalized. And he has a mental illness, whatever, he needs to be institutionalized. And the place, the facility that they found that would be suitable for him serves non-kosher food. So is it permissible to put the child into such a institution or not? Is that called Safina.
Tes.
What?
Yes.
So is that called Safina? So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he claims that it's not called Safina. And he compares it to what the Rashba says on that Gemara with the keys. That you're not feeding, you're not putting it into his mouth, the father, and you're not indicating to him that that's what you want, but you're putting him to a situation where that's what's going to happen, just like the case of the keys, and therefore the Rashba says that that's not called the Chasam Sofer says that's not called Safidus. Sorry. Now you asked a very interesting question. What's your name?
Jeremy.
I'll tell you another interesting point on this. But again, back to Los Asam Komalocha.
Let me ask you a question. Right? So if I tell my son, please open the light for me, or even if I don't tell him, but I let him figure out, and he knows that he's doing it for me, that's what? That's a bit of the right, so what? Now, question. I'm going to hear what you say to this question. Does this apply only to my son? What if I could get another little kid? My next door neighbors. Well, you said you have a nephew?
Yeah,
your nephew. What about your nephew? What's your first name?
Jeremy.
What about Jeremy's nephew? What if his nephew's there for Shabbos?
And you want to, and Jeremy wants to chaza for the Bechina for selected topics. In the RBC.
That's actually one of my problems.
Right. And unfortunately, the line's closed. And he goes to his nephew,
David.
And he says, David, you know, I'm a little steig and tire, and maybe you'll help me.
He'd probably turn off every light in the house.
Yeah.
Turn off.
He'd turn it on for me, David. So, does he violate? Does Jeremy violate the Isser of Los Asam Lacha to Bichla? Or is only did in Bichla? It has to be your son.
I don't think not, because if he's not hearing it from his father, then he knows what's really right. He's just doing it. There's a special thing where it's like if your uncle or someone tells you to do something wrong, it's like, okay, you know it's wrong. But you're just going to do it anyway. But the father's telling us this, it turns into the norm. He doesn't even understand the what's involved anymore. Keep on doing it.
So what do you think?
I think it's fine.
It's not almost nothing.
You just have to make it a suggestion. If you're like to learn some Torah in here. It's the same thing as...
So there's a machlokes achronim about this. Between the Imre Bina and the Achiezer.
Who says it's me?
You know who says like you?
Nobody.
The Achiezer. The Achiezer says like you. Who is considered the Godel Hador of European Jewry.
There's
one.
Who's that? Rav Chaim Oizer Grzesinski.
Take it. He
Rav in Vilna, who is considered the Godel Hador. So the Imre Bina says that basically, the whole idea of Los Asa Ata Bidchal and Tzarkenu Natenu is that, see, normally when a cotton does something, we say that he's a cotton, so he doesn't really have kavana. But if he's doing it for me, for the gadol, so the gadol's kavana works for the cotton. So it doesn't matter who the gadol is, as long as he's doing it for some gadol, somebody. And therefore, it applies to anybody. Los Asa Ata Bidchal is lavdafka. It's anybody. But Rav Chaim Moshe says it's not true. It's only a din in Bincha. Someone else, if you do it for someone else, it still might be Osir al Safina Biyadayin, or something like that, but it wouldn't be an Isser of Los Hasam Locha Ata Ubincha. Okay.
So Rabbi, the whole idea with Sufinan is basically feeding, like having them, leading them to do something which is not allowed for you to share. So
right, if you feed him, or you tell him to come with you to the cemetery. Or something like that, that's a thing.
But, didn't you say like the main place where we get that from is like feeding the kid in a Beilan or something?
Right, that's a thing, yeah.
So, that's not allowed, right?
That's not allowed.
Okay. Even though.
You can't, right. And Safina Lachara applies, according to many, even if he's one day old, even if it's he's you know very young.
So you can't take a 1 year old's foot and just like kind of turn off the light with it?
Might be child abuse too.
Huh?
So if you take a 1 year old and you take his foot and you turn it on, then that's a mom's malacha d'oraisa.
But it's like it's a shiur. That's your malacha. You would normally do it with his hands. You're doing
maybe
his foot.
Okay. You mean you're doing it with the kid's foot?
Yeah, but it's like a double shiur. So it's like so detached already. The shiur.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting point. Maybe that's if you take the kid's, you do it with the baby's foot. Maybe that's called
a
shiur.
Even you do it with the pinky toes. It's like a triple shiur. Just like distance yourself from it as much as
you don't say anything to the kid. You just put him up in front of the body.
Oh, right. That was the original question that we had.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, if you pick him up and you put him in front of the button,
he don't say anything. We'll
you don't say anything. I mean, he's a kid that. So, what is that?
It doesn't. I mean, he's not pushing tendons. He knows his tendons pushing up or down because he sees a white button and he wants to touch it.
Right. So, the chara, that's not lo sasa ko malacha ata bilcha. Is it safinan?
He honestly has no idea what he's doing, and that's
right. It might be Safinan, but if it's the turn off, then the Rabbanim is the Machlokas Rambam and the Rashba. You're right. Like Rabbi Willock said, it's probably not Lo Sasal Kol Melacha Tov Vilcha, but it might be Safinan, and then it's Machlokas the Rambam and the Rashba. And within the Rashba, they have the Machlokas the First Rel and the Rabbi Kiveger. But you're right. Lo Sasal Kol Melacha, as Rabbi Willock pointed out, this wouldn't be Machlokas. It wouldn't fulfill the Ramban's l'tzarchenu l'dateinu.
Well, let's say you have no involvement in it. Can you benefit from it? Does everyone agree you can benefit? But let's say I'm walking through the stairs and I see my nephew runs and pushes the button, and I then use the elevator because he's done it. Or whatever, he turns on the light in the room, and I then benefit from the light in the room. He did it just whatever.
Yeah, so that comes into the whole question of Maisa Shabbos. And, you know, there's a discussion by Sir Shabbos, as Rav Gutman was talking about, but if it's a Darabonim, then it's Meshogeg, so then we have Kulas, like that, if it's turning off, whatever.
So, the story from the Gemara where they found the keys in the Rishus of Abim, is that like,
that's the question.
Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva have problem with what they did there?
No, because there it wasn't Safina.
Oh, because the kid did it for his own sake. He wanted to get the keys.
Yeah, in other words, you didn't feed it to the kid. You didn't.
Sounds good.
Yeah, he wasn't doing it for your das, or knowing you want him to do it. So then that's just the din of he was doing it on his own. Okay, everyone say. But one of the makoros for safinan is that gemara, you know, the pasuk in Emor. It says Emor al Aram. So the Gemara says, "Lahazir gedolim alaktanu." You can't. There's a famous question in the poskim: what if a man is a kohen and he has a wife and she's pregnant? Could that woman go into a cemetery? You should know one of the most common shaylas I get. I don't know why this shayla, but this shayla. Probably once a month somebody calls with the shayla that the wife is pregnant, she wants to know, can she go to a cemetery?
Depends.
Right.
Third trimester, it's a boy.
So Medina, the only time that there's a real shayla Medina is if the husband's a Kohen. If the husband's a Kohen, so then there's a question, because the baby inside, maybe he's a Kohen and you're a Tana.
Oh.
If the husband's not a Kohen, then there's no shayla, then it's mutter. But there is a common minhag that some people have, not for pregnant women not to go to cemeteries. So somehow that minhag is very, common that people have. So they call a lot about this question. Yeah, Rav Abadi is machmir on this. He doesn't think pregnant women should go to cemeteries. Yeah, what were you saying?
Is there a difference between...
But the question is, but if the mother, the father's a Kohen, then it's more of a serious issue. So the Rokeach has a famous comment that it's a Sveik Sveika. That maybe it's a Zohar, maybe it's in a Keva. If it's a cave, it's okay. And if it's a cave, maybe it's not going to be a viable pregnancy. Maybe it'll be a nephal. It'll be okay. And Mogen Avraham says you don't even need that because Lamaisa, it's Balua inside, and if it's Balua, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And Rav Abadi told me he doesn't think he'd even need that because he could say that he's not a real human being yet, which is a whole discussion. And maybe... And then I asked Rav Abadi, I'm going to put it to Rav Moshe, abortion is Ratzicha, but he thought that could be only because of the potential that he'll become a human being, so therefore it's Ratzicha now, but that's a whole question. Rav Moshe, paskins that abortion is Ratzicha. Okay, but Rav Moshe, so getting back to this, so the main topics we discussed is the issue of Mosasa Kom Locha Ta Bincha, and the Ramban, the Tzarchenu Datenu, the Safinan, to feed somebody, and that the Machlokas Rambam and the Rashba, and then we said the concept of Bez Mitzuv Lafrisho or not, but Ovi Viz Mitzuv Lafrisho, and then we discussed the more about the keys, and the Chasam Sofer, about the institutionalized, and those are some of the main... The main issues that we discussed, the Ashes Kohen Luberis, whether she could go into the cemetery or not. And these are some, and then we discussed the Shiachinuch, you know, Vadik with that six for this, and these are some of the major discussions on this topic. So it's very fascinating halacha, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say, oh, we'll get a cotton to do it. And like Rabbi Sif once said, that's the worst thing when you get a cotton. At least you get a guy, so it's only a drabana. If there's a heter, then it could be mutter. But when you get a cotton, then you're dealing with a real question of a daraisa to get a cotton to do a malacha on Shabbos. So that's very significant. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next week you're having a review midterm, and then Bez Hashem will continue in 2 weeks from now. Bez Hashem. Okay.